Survivor Specialist Phil and Alexa are back with our episode 6 predictions and power rankings for Survivor Season 40. Today, we're joined again by Elaine Stopp, making her second appearance on the podcast. No, we weren't having technical difficulties. We were just having a heart-to-heart beforehand, and we were discussing the state of the world. So nobody was difficult. Elaine's
coughing.
Yeah. Elaine just started coughing, too. Yeah. Everybody everybody's gonna keep 6 feet away from their laptop so that they don't catch whatever Elaine's got. But yes, we are here. Survivor's gonna keep going on. Thankfully, Survivor is still here. That's the best part about this right now, is that even though everything else, all sports and everything else have been canceled, Survivor's already been filmed. So Survivor's just gonna keep on airing on Wednesdays, and we're gonna have at least have that to look forward to every week.
What are we gonna do though if this thing carries over until next fall? Like, what are we gonna do? Because we ain't gonna have no Survivor.
I feel like we're gonna be good by then. Well, season 41, they're pushed to May.
May.
But yeah. I think that's still gonna air on time.
You think so?
Because
we've filmed some seasons like that before, right, Phil?
And normally, I mean, the way the production side works on things, normally they just have the footage laying around for a while, and they start bringing people in like a little bit before to break down the confessionals and things like that. Like, they have people watch everything you ever said out there, Elaine. So there's some poor person who had to hear every word that came out of your mouth. But so they do that, and then they start to edit it together and everything like that. That process can definitely be expedited. And a lot of that process, the reason that it takes till the fall is because they have like a month or two where they don't do anything, and they won't bring people in until, you know, August or something, or end of July to start doing it. So I don't think that we should be worried about Survivor not going on time in the fall. Yeah. I think that'll be fine. And I mean, if at that point, if this is still going on into the middle of May, I mean, I guess we have bigger problems, right?
We just got a great comment from Brendan McCarthy saying he would become a patron to listen to our offline conversations. I feel like we need to charge people like $1,000 for this.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because those really are the best combos.
Those are not public.
Yeah. But it's all good though, because I say the same stuff when we're on air. So
Yeah, exactly.
Elaine, what do you think of the season so far?
It's actually pretty good. The last episode, I like Rob. It's just because he's played so many times and because he's considered the godfather. I was stoked that he got voted out. Yeah. Like, I thought that was I was hoping for that in round one. You know what I mean? So like, the season's really good. It's interesting. I'm excited to see how things go and play out for sure.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. Like, I was kind of excited to just see how Rob went, because he went playing the game he normally plays. And this was the first time, I mean, he's been blindsided before, but this was the first time they really got him, because he really thought this was going to work. And I don't know when Ben and Adam had the conversations they had, but it must have just been said before they even went to tribal, or before they even went to the challenge and lost. It must have just been, hey, we're definitely voting Rob out. We're all in on that.
I think those early combos, they kind of just solidified something, and probably, you know, if they were smart, they'd be like, yo, I don't know when I'll be able to tell you. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think they kind of squashed that out before the challenge and worked it all out. But yeah, I was stoked to see him go, just because it, you know, Rob in the game, it makes it, I don't know. Him being on edge though, I'm like, what's going to happen there? You know what I'm saying? Cause now he's there with his woman, like the old days, and, that's going to be interesting to see how that turns out.
Yeah, that's I know we're going to get like a decent Edge of Extinction, like 10 minutes probably leading into next week. But yeah, it'll be cool to see them together. I mean, that's
so this means though that whenever they have the first battle back, that Amber's going home, right? Because right, like that's Rob will probably take it, and she's going to be sent home, like, or. What do you think he'll like throw it and let Amber stay?
You think she'll, well, I think they stay on the island. Like, do you think she might raise the flag?
Oh, they don't leave at all. Like,
no, this is still going,
they're in it for the long haul.
This is still the Edge of Extinction from the first time, where Chris Underwood could win it after being the third person voted out. So yeah,
no, you
could,
so like, I thought whenever they did the battle back, everybody that lost went home.
Nope.
No.
Oh, they're still get to stay.
Yep.
Oh, that's going to be weird.
I don't know if they get to stay. I think that it like sucks that they have to stay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because then they'll be out of the game. And then maybe I should pay attention more. I don't
know. Oh, you're fine.
I thought they was gonna get sent home. Would he send his woman home? Like, that would be interesting to see. Or if he'd pull a Rupert and be like, no, Amber, you stay, I'll go.
Yeah. No, so I don't even know, though, if Boston Rob's going to be able to take it, because you have Tyson and Natalie Anderson out there who are both very, very good at challenges. That's true. So, you know, and who knows who goes home this week? I mean, this week, because it's a double elimination episode, which obviously we have to talk about because we weren't sure if they're going to do the Malcolm Boot type episode where somebody just, you think two tribes go to one tribal council. This is actually going to be two different tribal councils because two people are going home. We could lose somebody else who's good at challenges, maybe a Wendell, maybe a Tony, somebody who really can perform in the challenges. And that could end up being a really good battle to get back in. I mean, even Danny Boatwright, she's pretty good at challenges. So I would say the only person I'm pretty confident isn't going to get back in is Amber. I think she's the only one who I cannot see winning this challenge to get back into the game.
Yeah, that's crazy that it's going to go down like that. You're right, though. I think I honestly think that the Sanders tribe is in trouble for losing. I think the one with four people, what is it, Ben and Sophie? Yeah, I think they might pull out a win, so I think the other two are going to go to tribal council.
Really? I think that Sandra's tribe is stacked because now Sandra can sit out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They lost Rob. You're right.
Yeah, so Sandra can sit out every time. And Sandra was the one. I rewatched that episode. She was definitely the reason that tribe was losing.
Yeah. I mean, it did take her a minute to get up the ladder and over the thing. It did take a minute. I forgot that she's going to get to sit out. Like, that's, yeah, you might be right. But I don't know. I still just feel like that Ben and Sophie and them, I think they're going to pull out a win. And then I think Yoel and Wendell and Nick, I think they're stacked too. So I for some reason, I just think Sanders' thing is they're going to go to tribal council. And I don't know out of the other two which one would go. I don't know. It's hard to pick. Like, when Bill told me last night, he's like, yo, we're going to do how we feel the safest is. I was like, how do I fill that out?
As like,
who's the safest?
Yeah, everybody could be in danger. Everybody could be, I don't know. It's,
you get a tough
stuff together. So
you get a tough job because it's a double elimination episode. Last week, Albert had a tough job because it was for the swap. But being a double elimination, you got to figure out which tribe you think is going to win, the two people who are going to go. I kind of have a feeling, I think I know how some of these tribes are going to go, like who would get the votes. The one that I am the most interested in is that Sandra Tony one.
Yeah,
because Sandra has the idol. So if they put the votes on Sandra, who do Tony and Sandra try to vote out? Where does Kim actually stand? Yeah. Everybody over there feels like they have some sort of advantage. I mean, Jeremy's got the power without safety without power. Denise has an idol. So how is everybody going to actually go about this? I don't know. So
is that where he can play the thing and then walk out of tribal council? Is that what it is?
Anytime before the votes are cast, he can just ditch.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, man, I forget about all this stuff. Like, it's hard to keep up with who's got what.
Everyone's got a lot.
Yeah, like, there's so many advantages and stuff in the game right now. Like, how do you keep up with all of it, for one? Like, that's confusing. You
talk about it twice a week for over an hour each time. That's how you do it, Elaine. That's how.
Yeah, I'm behind in the game. Then I'm kind of out.
Although you and Tom are definitely starting to do something here. You guys are putting together something.
Well, he wants me to do a podcast every Thursday, and then if I'm busy or if I got something to do, he gets on to me because I'm busy, and it's like or I'm just sleeping in because honestly, I party rock all night. I stay up to 5-6 in the morning.
Oh my god!
Then, you know, he's like, I want to go at 10. I'm like, Tom, why can't we go like afternoon? Like, but yeah, so we've been doing that. We just talk about a little bit of everything. It's kind of fun though.
Yeah, I saw that. So there you go. Elaine's just not talking all about Survivor anymore. That's the problem. So
that's what it is. I'm busy talking about tractors and stuff.
We're bringing you back into the fold here. We're going to catch you up. You're not only going to be caught up, but you're also going to be giving your thoughts here on who's going to go home this week. So yeah, as I told you last night at like 11:30 at night West Coast time, and you answered right away.
Yeah, it was 2 o'clock here.
And I had totally forgotten to tell you. Totally had forgotten to tell you. So we are ranking them 1 to 14, number 1 being the safest, 14 being the person you think is most likely to go home. I don't know. I think that there's a couple people. I think there's so many advantages. I'm just going to put all those people at the top. I don't know how everybody else feels about that, but that's at least where I'm standing. But Elaine, because you said you're a little confused on this, who's your number one? Let's hear it right now.
The safest person.
I just go with my old trusty Nick Wilson. That's
love that.
Yeah. Okay. So this is my reasoning for it. It's like the way I broke it down, since you did tell me last night at 2 a.m. the way I broke it down is I just went by the tribes and I kind of just put people's names down, like from the tribe. And then out of those five, I try to figure out who I felt was the safest in that tribe. So I kind of just done it like that. And that for the, what's it called? Sele. Yeah. For the Sele tribe, I think Nick's the safest in the tribe. Mm-hmm. And, so I put him as my number one. And the reason being is, like, if they lose and they go to look, Lauren trying to Skype me. Get out of here.
Lauren.
Yeah. But if they lose and go to tribal council, I don't think he's going to be on the radar. I think it's going to be either Poverty or Yule. I think those are the two people that's going to be in most danger. And I think Nick and Michelle are the safest too. And then Wendell's like in the middle.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel too. I can't believe Lauren's trying to blow up our spot now that she has her own show. She's like, oh, I got
Lauren's too big for us.
Yeah, she doesn't need us anymore. I do agree though. I have Nick pretty high up as well. I think that on that tribe when you
say hi.
What's up?
Specialist. Get off of here. All right, I'm gonna go. Bye.
Lauren, she's got, what up, Lauren?
I heard her say hi, phone Alexa. Hi, Lauren.
Yeah, hi, Lauren.
But
I, Lauren, talk to you later.
Yeah, I know. When am I coming on the YouTube Space LA, huh? When do I get to go hang out?
Yeah, Lauren, invite us on.
It's temporary shut down right now because of the coronavirus. So
well, we don't shut down, Elaine. So, you know, we just keep on rocking.
Cough into our keyboards.
My poor intern over here is sick as hell. But
sorry for the distraction. We can get back into
it. Oh, it's totally fine. But yeah, I do agree with you. I think that Nick's in a good spot on that tribe because Parvati is such a huge threat.
Yep.
You're not going to vote out Kentucky Nick Wilson over the Black Widow. That's just not going to happen. So I have Nick a little bit lower down, but I do agree with that. Alexa, who's your one?
My number one is Kim, actually, which is shocking considering Kim was always in a really bad spot. But this swap has been huge for her because Kim's in the swing vote position. She's on the tribe that I think is going to win immunity. And she has an idol.
Yeah. So
I think she's really made some great strides back. I think she really benefited from the swap. You know, she's had an idol before, so it's not like this is uncharted for her. I think Kim's looking really good. I have Kim at number one.
Yeah, yeah. I have Kim way higher than I thought I was ever going to have her. I think there's five people who can go home this week, or six people maybe who can go home this week. I think everybody else is safe, as crazy as that is. So, like, even though it's a double elimination, like, I feel really good about Kim. I feel really good about Kentucky Nick Wilson. Yeah. Like, I feel so good about all of them. Like, especially like Kim, like you said, Alexa, she went from the bottom to now the swing position. That's where you want to be. And you're in the swing of really powerful players in the game. You have Sandra and Tony on one side. So nobody's looking at Kim, especially with how bad of a start she got off to on this season. And then you have on the other side, what, Jeremy and Denise. So like, you're in a great spot if you're Kim.
Well, the only problem is because sometimes being in the swing spot, like too much power is a bad thing. Mm-hmm. And if the other four people get together and they're like, all right, if this chick can't make a decision, let's just vote her out. Like, that's the only thing that could put her in jeopardy. But I don't necessarily think that's going to happen. I'm curious to see, like, which way she goes. Because, you know, if she rolls with Tony and Sandra, she's always been on the bottom, like, at least with Denise and Jeremy, like, she's got a shot to move herself up. Mm-hmm. I don't know which she'll pick, but that's exactly how I broke it down too. I put Kim at the top of that tribe as being the safest.
I'm going to be really obnoxious, and I didn't even realize I did this. My top four, I'm just realizing this right now, are all from that tribe. So I have four people, and none of them are named Tony, everybody. So I'll just rattle them off in the order I think. And this is my reason why. Sandra, number one. Sandra has to play her idol the next time she goes to tribal. She knows that they're going to be throwing votes at her because of how big of a threat she is. Sandra plays her idol. No doubt. She's got to do it. She can't use it any other time.
Yeah.
So Sandra plays her idol. Number two, I have Jeremy because Jeremy can literally just get up and leave. And so if Sandra plays her idol and then Denise plays her idol, and Kim plays her idol, Jeremy's going to be like, peace, I'm out of here. Goodbye. I'm not going to go home this week. So I got him at 2. I have Denise at 3 because I think that they're never going to really gun for her. And if they gun for Jeremy, Jeremy leaves. If they gun for Denise, Denise is in one of those positions where as soon as Sandra plays the idol, if Sandra plays the idol, then Jeremy will, or then Denise will play her idol right after that, or his idol. Wait, Denise will play her idol right after that.
See, it's confusing. I told you.
Right there. And then Kim is just going to play her idol. So I have all of them because they have all the advantages. How can any of them go home? So I go 1, Sandra, 2, Jeremy, 3, Denise, 4, Kim.
Well, the only thing is like Tony might get Sarit there in that, because does he have an idol? He don't have an idol.
No, it would be
Tony could be the second Sarit.
Oh, that would be sweet, right?
No, that'd be awful.
Bad. No.
No, it'd be good TV though, because like when I did Nerdtainment, I got Tony as on my tribe, my draft. Mm. So I don't want Tony to go home, but like as far as like that would be cool though if something like that happened.
It would
I honestly think that that's gonna happen in the long run because of all the advantages. Eventually, that's how it's gonna go.
It's gonna and everyone, no one's played one yet, so they're all gonna hoard them.
Dude, how do they set through that and not play stuff? I would be so nervous. Like, I was so nervous that I just played it. I'm like, I can't hold this. Are you crazy? I had it for 6 hours, you know?
Made me a nervous wreck. I don't want this anymore. Get rid of this.
Well, I was really surprised, and that means that they must have had really good conversations, because for Sarah and Sophie to not, neither one of them play their advantage. That means they felt really good going into that tribal council.
Well, that's what I was saying. They had to solidify that before going to the challenge. Either that, or they're just that damn good, man, which I wouldn't put it past either one of those girls.
They're killing.
Yeah. Cause they're all playing really well. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's crazy.
I'm now way ahead of everybody. So everybody else can just. Elaine and Alexa, it's your show for the next couple people.
So I'm also going to go all the way down to my 5 because it's like an advantage again and again. So hold on. There's an ambulance.
That's Corona coming to get your ass.
Coronavirus like right outside my apartment.
Yeah, Corona right outside.
Yeah, now we're good. Anyways, so my 2 and 3, I have Sophie and then Sarah because they're on such a small tribe and they both, I think... Do they both know about both of their advantages?
No, I don't think that Sarah knows about hers, but I don't think Sophie knows about Sarah's, right?
I think you're right. I think you're right. So I don't see them screwing each other over right now. So I think if that group goes to tribal council, then it's Adam or Ben who goes home. Yeah. And then number 4 is Denise and my 5 is Sandra. The reason I have Denise higher is because I don't think Denise is going to get targeted necessarily. And Sandra, she's got that idol, and I know she only has 1 time to play it, but I feel like she's feeling really confident, so I am nervous that she might hold on to it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really that would be amazing. That. And then
if she plays it, it puts a target on her back even more, and if she doesn't feel the need to play it, then why place that target on your back? Maybe she won't. But, yeah, that could put her in a little bit of trouble.
I think being Sandra, though, you always are going to have a target on your back. And why not just make sure you survive one more day? Because if Sandra makes the merge, there's no longer a target on her back. It doesn't matter if she has idols or anything. She's just got to make it to the merge. And I think right now where she's at, she just plays her idol 1 time on the tribe she's on. She probably gets to the merge. So I think that for her, just play it. You're going to put a target on your back, but that target's going to last for 1 day because then you're going to merge 2 days later and everybody knows you can't win a challenge to save your life and they can vote you out whenever they want to.
Yeah. Well, see, that's my thing is I could never hold on to it because I would be too scared. Mm-hmm. So if I was her, I would play it too. You know, like you said, she's only got 1 more tribal she can play it at. So go ahead and play it. That way you guarantee yourself 3 more days.
Yeah.
Mine's kind of similar to you guys is I got Nick 1, Denise 2, Michelle 3, Sandra 4 and Sarah 5. All the women except for my boy Nick.
Oh, your boy Nick. Talk about Michelle.
I think Michelle's in a great spot. If you look at the 5 people that's on her tribe, she has a good relationship with Poverty. So if Poverty pulls her magic and like it's like one of the guys to turn or whatever, she's with Poverty, so she's not in trouble there. She's got a relationship with Wendell, so if everybody starts targeting Poverty, then she can lean on Wendell. And then if there was to be an implode between the boys, she's not going to be under the gun. I think she's sitting pretty. She's just sitting right up there with Nick as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah,
like, she's in a good spot.
I have Michelle at 5 and I have Nick at 6. Because I agree, like, if you're looking at that tribe and you come into this season and you know who you're playing with, you look over there and you see who you're looking at. And if you knew this was going to be an all winners, you probably in your mind ranked out, who do I want to work with? Who would I never work with? Who's a big threat? Who can I use as a shield? Who do I want to get rid of? I'm looking at this and I see Michelle on my tribe. And I also see Wendell, Yule, and Parvati. I don't vote Michelle out ever. I mean, there's no reason to. And unless they're worried that Parvati has an idol, but because it's so much new school, it's a new school game. Parvati hasn't played this new school type of game. She did play in season 20, but that was still back when they would show it. There were clues for idols and things like that. Like, I wouldn't be super worried about Parvati finding an idol. So I think you just vote out Parvati. And if you're Nick, or if you're Yule, or maybe not Yule, maybe if you're Nick or if you're Wendell, you say, okay, let's say we do vote for Parvati and she does play an idol. Well, are the votes going to come to us, or are they going to go to Yule? And I think especially if you're Nick, and the reason I have him at 6 and think he's really safe is because the votes are never going to go at him. Michelle and Nick aren't going to get any of the votes. Parvati gets 3 votes and plays an idol. I think either Yule or Wendell go home, depending on who Michelle and Parvati want to go home out of those two.
I think that's exactly right.
Has his name come up.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. I don't think Wendell is a bigger target than Nick. So Wendell would go before Nick. Yule's a bigger target than both of them. So Yule would go before them. You know what I mean? So, like, dude, I just think she's totally safe and riding in a good spot right now.
Yeah, I would never get rid of Michelle at all. I don't have her higher just because everybody else has advantages. And I think her tribe, I don't necessarily think her tribe's going to lose, but if they do lose, she could go home. You know, that's just what it comes down to. She not that she could go home, but like there's always the chance if you go to tribal council, you could go home. So I put her a little bit lower because she doesn't have some sort of safety if her tribe loses the way that Sandra, Denise, Jeremy, and Kim do.
Right. And hey, wait, Poverty's got 3. She's got 3 fire tokens now.
4.
4? Whoa, she's got 4.
She could definitely buy a clue to an advantage.
Yeah,
so wouldn't that throw a monkey wrench in the whole thing if Obama had an idol or something? That's crazy. See, that's the thing. All these different tokens, and that's another thing you should be thinking about when you vote people out, is trying to figure out who they're going to give their tokens to.
Yeah,
that way you can figure out who you think has the most, and maybe base your voting on that too.
And
you
know, somebody had said last week that when Michelle, if Parvati gets voted out, Michelle could be the first person to get 5 fire tokens, because Parvati could just give all 4 of her fire tokens to Michelle, because they've been kind of close. I think what we didn't see is I think they were very close on their original tribes. And that's why Parvati wasn't going home, is because Michelle wanted to work with Parvati and now she has the opportunity. And I think because of the whole Wendell thing, and Parvati can definitely relate to that type of situation, I think it's really helped the two of them bond even more. I think that if Parvati goes home, Michelle's going to get all of her fire tokens. And now all of a sudden Michelle's got the most fire tokens. And even though you would think, oh, she would go home next if her tribe loses, who knows what she could either buy with those fire tokens? Who knows? You know, two, why would you still get rid of Michelle there? I still think you would, if you're Nick Wilson, maybe you say, I like Wendell and I like Yule, but there's a tribe, or the merge is coming and they could win all these challenges. And I don't want them to win challenges. I want to get rid of one of them. And I'll start to build a relationship with Michelle right now. There's so many things that can happen in there.
I wonder with the fire tokens, if like, say Michelle ended up with 5, could you go to Nick and be like, Nick, I'll give you a fire token if you vote with me? I wonder, could you do that? Could you like bribe?
I think you can.
Right? Like, be like, yo.
Yeah.
I mean, and okay, like if you went to Sandra, it was like, yo, Sandra, it's me and you. I'll give you a fire token if we move through this vote together. You can't tell me Sandra wouldn't go take somebody up on that just to get a token. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It just adds a whole nother element to the game. And I think it's super cool. I don't know if I could ever be very good at it if I was on the island myself. Because, dude, keeping up with all that would be like a full-time job. The stress of playing alone is like so much, and you're constantly worried. You're constantly thinking, and then to add this where you have to keep track with who has what, and man, that's nuts. I don't know. You'd have to be like a genius to get on there.
I love it.
Play it now.
Elaine's already preparing. She's already preparing for her second time she plays, where she's acting like, don't worry, guys, I'd never figure it out. Oh, Elaine knows exactly how she's getting to the end again.
I tell people all the time, I was like, yo, I'll do anything for people to go to the end with me. I'm a loyal person, so, like, you wouldn't have to worry about me stabbing you in the back if I made a deal with you. But, like, people always get scared about the very end. And when you add fire tokens into that, and then, like, me being likable, people would probably think, like, yo, she's going to have 50 million fire tokens. Mm-hmm. So I'd probably be extra real quick. But
Elaine, you got to start being, like, a total jerk.
Well, I said I would do that, but I don't know if I can. You know,
I'll be honest with you, though, Elaine, and what? I mean this, like, from the bottom of my heart. If there was ever a fans versus favorites, I would take you to the end because I'm more likable than you. So I know I'd win it out. You know, I have no problem taking you to the end.
Phil, take me. And see, that's what I tell everybody is, like, look, the only thing I got going for me is people like me. But that doesn't mean to Hill of Beans, it don't mean anything if you play a good Survivor game. So, like, if you go with me and you play a great game, you're winning. It doesn't matter if I can cut a joke or two. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I just, listen, you don't, like, be cashing your check before you get there. You got to get there. And the only way you can do that is by going with people you trust. And I'm a trustworthy person, so take me.
Did I sound at least a little bit like Tommy there? Was there a little bit of arrogance to me there where it's like, I'd beat you anyway? I'm not even worried
about it. No, listen, I didn't trust Tommy. I didn't believe Tommy. I was the only person that was trying to get him out. Other than when Missy tried to get him out, I was the only person that was trying to get him out for as far as I can remember. But you can't, like, when people think they're with somebody, like, you can't change their minds. I don't know what it is. It's like, it was a cult. It was like a Tommy cult.
It is.
It's ridiculous. It was a Tommy cult.
And it's made. It's made its way outside of the game too, where, like, Alexa and I are now part of Tommy's cult. So, I mean, anything bad you say about him will be reported back to him. You know, you might get the horse's head in your bed. So,
well, I'm supposed to see him in the Poconos, which I told you, I don't know if I'm going still.
So I actually think it just got canceled.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, where's your information coming from, Tommy?
A text message from someone who is allegedly supposed to be attending.
Oh, really? Well, I know Janet kind of was wavering because, you know, her mother's 91 years old and she takes care of her. And Janet really don't want to risk getting out there and take a chance on bringing something home to her mom who's already ailing. And so I think she was really, like, second guessing stuff. And then it's kind of like a domino effect. Once somebody drops out, then other people start dropping out. And I was going to hang in there and see how the weekend, after the weekend, and see how all that went.
It sounds like your fiance would not be happy about that.
No, she's probably crying in the kitchen right now. Like, lying. When she came back from the grocery store, she was crying. And then she touched her face and she's like, I just touched my face. Oh, I just hugged her and I'm like, honey, it's okay. You're all
and
right.
Now she's, and then she started crying even harder because she's like, now you're hugging me. Stop.
No, so she goes to town yesterday and comes home and she, like, brought the mail home. So I opened up some fan mail and she's like, go wash your hands. And I was like, I haven't been anywhere. She's like, you touched that mail and that come from Texas or something. I was like, okay.
There's two places in Texas.
She made me wash my hands and I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to live with her. Seriously, it gets any worse.
This is something because I used to work building pools and fun stuff like that. And there was one guy who would always douse his hands in hand sanitizer and wash his hands like after anything he touched. And he got sick the most out of all of us. So everybody's just got to also be careful that you don't ruin the bacteria that's actually, like, okay to have that builds up your immune system. Not saying you shouldn't wash your hands and shouldn't be doing hand sanitizer. But, like, every time you touch something, you can't be washing your hands because then your body's going to be like, What is this germ? Yeah. And this one little germ is going to set everything off in you.
I think her reasoning was is that the mail has traveled through so many hands.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mail's gross.
That, you know, go wash your hands immediately. And my thing is like, okay, if somebody sneezes or coughs, it literally can go up to 10 feet and then it drops to the ground and then it lives on the ground where it dropped for 6 to 8 hours or something like that.
Elaine's playing the dumb card here, and she's over here giving us every bit of information you can
Elaine's
need.
Elaine's actually got the vaccine for coronavirus in the background.
No, it's called rub dirt on it. That's the
exactly.
Suck it up.
But what I was gonna say is like, so if those statistics and whatever are true, then just wear gloves, get whatever it is you're getting and let it sit for 6 to 8 hours, then pick it up. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Elaine, every time somebody sneezes, Elaine's like, damn, you're in my push-up zone. I was just about to drop down and do a couple, guys.
Yeah, I don't know if you watched that video. Tom had hooked me up with a workout. He's trying to get me back in shape, and I'm resisting every opportunity. I'm trying to, like, stiff-arm this dude to keep from it. And so he gave me this workout. And literally after doing the arms that he had me do it, and then it was like, okay, now I want you to give me so many push-ups. I physically could not do a freaking push-up. It was like I was completely jelly-armed. And I told him, I was like, yeah, that was the moment I decided that's a no. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not doing push-ups no time soon. That's for sure.
Well, speaking of push-ups, Pete Yurkowski's in our chat. Hi, Pete. How's it going? What's up, Pete? Sorry that your watch party this week. I'm sure he was going to be at the watch party. Because now all of a sudden, Pete finally decides to come out of the woodwork in the Survivor community. And he's back and everything's going great. And now watch parties are being canceled on the poor man. So
I mean, that might say something about Pete. I don't know.
We have found the start of everything. It's Pete Yurkowski leaving LA and going back to the East Coast. Thanks,
yeah,
man.
Thanks a lot, Pete.
Yeah, but no, that would have been fun. I know Alexa was supposed to go Wednesday to Michelle's watch party, and I'm sure Pete would have been there. And Alexa, it would have been so much fun. Intern was supposed to go, but hopefully this thing dies down, you know, within like a month. And then in April, Michelle has another one and everybody can go. And then maybe I'll fly out because I doubt my school's opening back up. So
Probably not.
All right. Elaine, who you got at six?
I have Kim at six and Sophie at seven.
Okay.
I just like you guys, I think Kim's in a really good spot. I think that she is the swing vote in her tribe at the moment. I don't think that when they go, if they happen to lose I don't think she's going to get voted out. And then with Sophie, same thing with Sophie. I think if her tribe loses, I actually feel like the Adam and Ben are on the bottom of that. Mm-hmm. And I think Sophie is right in the middle. So I think both of those people, I think they're both fine. I think they're going to be good.
I also have Sophie at Kim. Sorry, dinosaur noise. I think that's the echo coming from something. Is that coming from? I don't know. I think, Elaine, we might be echoing into your apartment or into your house.
I live in a trailer. I ain't got no apartment.
The hell's an apartment?
Well, I think we just echoed in there, but that's okay. It's just a dinosaur. Everybody's okay. I also have Sophie at seven, and then I have Sarah at eight. And I think that these two girls, I put them a little bit lower just because they're on a tribe that I think has a good chance of losing. Just because, like, man, there's only four people there. Sandra gets to sit out on the other tribe. Michelle's probably going to sit out on her tribe. And if Michelle sits out, you have Jeremy, Denise, Kim. You have Jeremy, Denise. No, that's the wrong tribe. So if Michelle sits out, you have Wendell, Nick, Yule, and Parvati participating. Those are four pretty good challenge participants. So if Michelle and Sandra sit out, I think that this other tribe with Ben, Adam, Sophie, and Sarah, despite being a pretty strong tribe, is going to have a really hard time getting first place. Like, you have to get first place this week. So I put Sophie and Sarah a little bit lower, but on that tribe right now, the boys think that maybe, oh, okay, like, we're even with the girls. It's 2-2, it's whatever, but it's not. Adam and Ben have nothing. And Sarah and Sophie, Sarah has the steal a vote, which they can use and just be like, okay, cool. The numbers are now on our sides. Or Sophie can play her idol and nullify any votes cast for her. So I think that what's going to happen is either Ben or Adam is going to jump to the side of Sophie and Sarah and vote out the other guy because they don't really have a choice and want to show some sort of loyalty, air quotes, all over that. But I don't see Sophie or Sarah going home this week. I think that both of them are in great positioning. They could, I mean, even if there's a, I think we'll probably merge next week, but even if we don't merge next week, I think Sophie and Sarah, they're making a merge. They could lose this week. They could lose next week. And the two of them will be the last two remaining people from that tribe.
No, I agree with you. I think the boys are in trouble. The question is who's going to be come across to the ladies is who should they keep around? And for me, I think they would keep Ben over Adam because Adam's more strategic and more squirrely. You know,
I can't believe saying this, but it almost seems like Ben is the more trustworthy one. Ben went into this and no one trusted him. And now Ben's been pretty loyal.
Yeah, I think he's done a better job than Adam. I just think Adam's he's overplaying. I think it's overzealous. You know what I mean? And that might end up biting him in the ass here real quick.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, Ben, for as mouthy as he, not mouthy, but like he slips up a lot. Or at least that's what we saw early on. But now Rob is gone. So I don't think Ben's going to be like intimidated by anybody else out there. I think Rob just kind of, he was a little starstruck by Rob.
Yeah.
You want to keep Ben because I think you feel like Ben is a little bit more controllable. I mean, even for that great move that Ben made in his season where he was, you know, mission accomplished and he was playing both sides and everything, he was still kind of being told what to do by his side. And he was just following out the tasks. So I think if you're Sarah and you're Sophie, you say, okay, we can control Ben. Adam was clearly on the outs of his Cele tribe, but maybe that was with good reason, because if he's trying to pull one on Rob and Rob's trying to pull one on Adam and they decide to send Ethan home anyway, maybe Adam's not all that trustworthy and we don't want him to just kind of, I don't think Adam can win this game right now, but do you want Adam to hit the merge and possibly be that person who's just kind of a thorn in your side and can constantly just be putting you on the wrong side of the numbers because he's so wishy-washy?
Right. And I think that's what's going to happen is like if he makes it to the merge and he's like a flea, you know what I mean? Like a little flea, like you don't know where he's coming from. He's jumping around from here to there. And I don't know if he'd be like a physical threat of any kind. I know there's challenges that doesn't involve strength and it's more balance and this, that, and the other, but I don't know if he's going to be a challenge beast. So if he makes it to the merge, I think he's far more dangerous than Ben is because of his ability to jump around and be willing to do whatever. Just he's kind of got like a Sandra mentality as far as like, I'm going to do what's best for me and I'm going to move myself forward. I don't really care whose throat I cut. Kind
of. Yeah.
I think he's on the outs, but yeah.
Totally agree. So Alexa, who is your 6 and 7?
So my 6 is Nick Wilson. My 7 is Yule. So we talked about Nick a decent amount. I think in that group, like you guys, Phil, you said, like, why would anyone get rid of Michelle? I think why would anyone get rid of Nick? If anything, it's going to be Wendell that the girls are going to go for, and it's going to be Parvati that the guys are going for. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Nick actually might be the first person to take advantage of fire tokens. Because I feel like with him being the newest winner, he's so used to that kind of play. And he has 2 now, so I don't know how much an advantage, like a clue to an advantage costs, but I think if he got that, or Elaine, like you said, if someone bartered with him and then he got more fire tokens, I think he would definitely like get into that. But I don't necessarily think that they're going to lose, but I think if they do lose, it's not going to be Nick. And I think Yule's also in a pretty powerful position too, because he's the leader of Nick and Wendell, but Parvati also wants to work with him. So I think Yule's going to be fine.
Yeah. So what I was going to say is with Nick or not, was it? Yeah. So with Nick, I kind of completely agree. Like I think with those fire tokens, he had that huge confessional in the first episode about the fire tokens. And so I think that let's say too, that might not come into fruition until next week, but let's say that Parvati does go home, gives a bunch of tokens to Michelle, let's say. So Michelle gets all the tokens, but now Nick and Michelle try to start to work together because Michelle's numbers are kind of dwindling. Who is she working with? It seems like she's got Jeremy, but maybe that's all she has. So maybe she tries to work with Nick, and Nick and her kind of like work together with all their fire tokens. Because how many does Nick have? Nick has 2 or 3?
Two.
So between the two of them, they could come out of tonight's episode with 7 fire tokens. And maybe the two of them are able to work together as 2 newer winners and navigate that entire thing. So I don't know. I think that could be interesting to see who's going to be the first one to really say, okay, this is what we need to do with the fire tokens. But I do think it could be Nick. I think you're right there, Alexa. As far as Yule, I actually have Yule as my number 9. So my first person who I think could go home this week, but ultimately I think the reason he doesn't go home is because I think the girls will go after Wendell, maybe because Michelle does have the history with Wendell. And it might be more of an emotional vote, but if you don't think he's ever going to work with you, then just vote him out. Because if it's not somebody who's going to be a number for you, then get rid of him. And maybe you think that you can work with Yule at some point in this game. And I think the guys are obviously going to go for Parvati. So I think that Yule is in an okay spot right now. I start to worry about him a little bit more if the tribes don't merge next week.
Yeah, I have Yule at 8, and then I got Tony at 9. And for the same reasons, I think Yule's in a pretty good spot. Unless they have to set, are they merging this week for sure?
Or are I they don't just know.
Okay, well, if they don't merge, like you said, I think the longer that Yule stays in a smaller group like that, the more in danger he becomes because he is the bigger of the threats. So if they get rid of, I think Parvati and Wendell are in that particular tribe, I think they're in the most trouble. So if you happen to go to one or two and get rid of Poverty and Wendell and then you merge, then I think you'll be all right. But if they stay and have to vote and vote and vote, I think you'll be in trouble. Mm-hmm. I have him at 8 and then I have Tony at 9. And I think Tony's doing a good job. He's kind of took the target off himself by staying around camp and not being the usual Tony and being all crazy and doing all the shenanigans or whatever. The only thing that worries me now is because, you know, with Kim, like she has the ability to flip and go to Denise and Jeremy. But I think the one saving grace that he has is that Jeremy is a huge threat and Jeremy likes the meat shield scenario. And who's a bigger meat shield than Tony and Sandra? So you never know. They might flip the script and Tony and Jeremy might start working together, you know. But I still think he's okay because I think people would gun for Sandra before they gun for him. And as long as they merge after one, I think he would be all right. It's just if they stay for a couple more tribals, I think he'd be in deep trouble.
I have Tony at my number 8 as well for pretty same reasons.
Yeah. He's in a good spot if they only go to one more tribal because I think it would either be – I know there's advantages and stuff. I'm just talking about in terms of votes. Like Jeremy is the one that would get the votes out of Jeremy and Denise. I think Jeremy would get the votes. And out of Tony and Sandra, I think Sandra would get the votes. And yeah, I know people has idols and this, that, and the other, but you still have to decide on whether or not to play them. And we had talked about that earlier, like maybe Sandra's sitting on hers or maybe, you know, like Sophie and them, they set on their advantages last tribal council because they felt comfortable. And so you really don't know, even though they had them, you don't know if they're going to play them. You don't know how comfortable they feel or don't feel. And it like Jeremy, if he feels comfortable and he catches some votes, he might go home with shit in his pocket. So I just think Tony's in a good spot.
Yeah, you know, I'm still going to worry for Tony. I have him way down there just because he's the only one without an advantage on that tribe. And I just feel like it could
that's
turn
into true. That is yeah. true.
He could just get true. The boot.
He's going to be Ceree 2.0.
It could happen, which would be a shame.
It could happen.
Yeah. And then who's your 9, Alexa?
My 9 is Jeremy, which is pretty low, but I think he's going to be okay. I don't think that they're the group that goes to tribal council, but if Kim does decide to stay with Sandra and Tony, they're going to gun for Jeremy and not Denise. And I think that, though I guess like to benefit Jeremy, I think he has really good intuition and that advantage that he has, you need really good intuition, especially at tribal council where it's all smoke and mirrors. But I don't know. I guess I've just never seen that advantage played before. So I don't know. I don't know how to use it correctly.
Well, Janet actually had the opportunity to get it on our season. And she
did. Yes.
She turned it down. And if I can't remember how long it was she had to use it. But if she had taken that, imagine how it would have been when it got down to, you know what I mean? Like if she just got up and walked out. I'm curious to see that actually played and somebody play it right. And I think if anybody can, you're right. Jeremy does have the intuition for that stuff. So if anybody can, he can. It's just, I don't know. Like you said, like Tony is the only person without an advantage over there. That puts him in a bad spot. I don't think they're going to lose. I mean, I don't know. I'm here for it. I want to see what happens.
Yeah, I agree. I go Wendell at 10. So finally get to Wendell here. And I already said kind of what I had to say about him. My Tony is still going to be way lower. I just keep going down with Tony because I'm worried. I really am. I'm worried for the guy. I think that this is going to be a key time for him. I think that tribe wins because sitting out Sandra, they have the strongest tribe. But man, if they lose, if something goes wrong, damn, Tony's in trouble there. I really believe that.
I forgot about them having 5 and being able to set one out. And that's why I thought that next time up that Sandra and them would lose. But now that Sandra can set out, they are stacked. It's hard to say. It's hard to say who's going to win, who's going to lose. It's really
hard.
So hard.
You said
you're 10 and what do you do, 10 and 11?
I had Wendell at 10. You could do your 10 and 11.
I had Jeremy at 10 and Wendell at 11. So it's kind of, I kind of feel the same way. Like I think Jeremy's just a bigger target and it really does come down to like, if you get that feeling and you play your advantage, like you can have advantages. Look at Kelly. She had 2. Doesn't matter how many you have. If you don't have those instincts on when to play them and how to keep you safe, then it does no good. Mm-hmm. And so he has it. It's just a matter of whether or not he feels uncomfortable and whether or not they could dupe him, you know, and get over on him. So that's the only thing that makes me think he's in danger. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I might have read into it wrong, because Jeremy, it seems like, actually can't, he has to decide if he wants to leave before the votes are cast.
Yeah.
So if everybody starts playing idle, he can't be like, oh, I'm going to leave now. Like, he would have had to have left before that. So he'd have to get an idea. I mean, I think he knows that Denise has an idol. He probably doesn't know that Kim has one. He definitely doesn't know that Sandra has one. But maybe he starts to be like, man, things are getting weird here. I might just have to leave. I feel like they're coming after me and I can't get anybody to give me. Maybe he just thinks that Kim, Sandra, and Tony are coming after him. And he says, man, I can't get anybody to flip. I think I'm going to go tonight. So I'm just going to leave tribal. I mean, if you're this close to the merge and you got to know the merge is coming, it almost might be worth using that type of thing now, because you're also only making yourself a threat to three other people left in the game, because one of those people is going to go home. The other three, they're going to know about it. But when they go and they start talking about it and the merge hits, Elaine, you know, by the time the merge hits, like, you kind of forget what went on in the pre-merge, because it'll be like, oh, Jeremy saved himself by playing safety without power. Okay, that's cool. But also, I'm pretty sure that, you know, Ben just found an idol and we need to worry about that a lot more than we need to worry about what Jeremy did in the pre-merge to make sure he didn't go home at 14th place.
It's going to come down. That's what I'm saying. It's down to his gut on whether or not he feels the pressure. And I'm like you. Well, in my season, when I felt scared, I just played it. It's like, it gives me three more days. I can find another idol. I can win an immunity. It gives me 3 days to make something happen. Whereas if you set on it, you're going to Ponderosa or you're going to Education or whatever, you're done. So I don't know. It depends on his gut on whether or not he plays it. So let's hope he's smart.
I agree. And when I look at Jeremy, I think he is. And the way to win Survivor is to not go to tribal councils. Like, in the you don't want to go to tribal councils, especially like anytime you go to tribal, there is a small chance, big chance, whatever it is, that you could go home. I mean, every single time you go to tribal, there is a chance that you walk out of there that night with your torch enough. I really do believe I get the safety without power. It's one of those things like I use when I go to tribal, because I'm just like, I don't want to be here. I do not want to.
I'm out.
I don't want to go home like John Mundo went home, or the way anybody, like, I'm trying to think in your season if there was anybody kind of like that where it was just a crazy vote. Maybe not Jamal. Who was the one before?
Chelsea.
Yeah. I don't want to go in a situation like that where you're just like, well, there was nothing I could have done. Dan, when he played the idol and then the idol nullifier got played, like, I don't want that to happen to me. So I'll just play the safety without power, make sure I'm not there, and get me to the merge. And then I can worry about it in the merge. And especially knowing Edge of Extinction is there, why make yourself go through two Edge of Extinction challenges? Yeah. Just stay around, get the merge feast, eat up, and then worry about it after that.
Well, somebody had said to me, like, now that Amber's on Edge of Extinction, would it be smart for Rob to get himself voted out? And I was like, no. That wouldn't, like, what? He's like, well, he can go to Edge of Extinction and he could, they could work together and collectively, I don't know. And I was like, here's the thing, bro. When you're in the game, you're standing on two legs, right? When you go to Edge of Extinction, you're down to one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you just cut a leg out from underneath of you. Like, that is not smart. And in a game, especially for 2 million, you know, when 1 million, I felt that way. But for 2 million, I would do scratch and claw and do everything I could to stay in the game, because that gives you that one extra life. You know what I mean? You don't want to
forget it's 2 million.
Yeah, dude, 2 million. So it's like Jeremy, for example, like, he should just play it. Sandra's got one. It's got to be played. Just play it. You know what I mean? Don't set on it. Don't have shoulda, coulda, wouldas. Just play it and guarantee yourself three more days and then go from there. And Jeremy's at 10 for me, and then Wendell's at 11. For all the stuff we stated earlier, and I think he's in more danger than Michelle or Nick, and I'm curious to see on who wins, just so I could see what's gonna go. You know,
yeah,
because that's what it comes down to, basically.
I am pretty similar. I have I have Michelle at 10 and Wendell at 11. I guess it's pretty low for Michelle. You guys had her high up. I just think
no faith.
Now that we've been talking, I actually moved her. Because now that we've been talking, no one's done anything with fire tokens yet, but Parvati has 4. And I think, like, if the votes are going to Michelle, I think Parvati would play something for her. But I don't know. What if all the votes are going on Parvati and Parvati gets an idol? she's got then it goes to Michelle.
No, because Wendell and them's not splitting votes. They're gonna throw all their votes on one person. So it would be whoever Michelle. It would be whoever Michelle and Poverty vote for, which in my opinion would either be Wendell or Yule.
Yeah. So then I Wendell lower. Because I think, I think if, and especially if Poverty gets Yule to flip, it's going to be Wendell who they're going for.
Yeah.
So Wendell's definitely the lowest one I have on the tribe.
Okay. Well, other than Poverty.
Correct. Actually, Poverty's my number 12. I originally had Poverty way at the bottom, but I've moved her up.
See, I have her way at the bottom. My number 11, I have Ben. This is the highest anybody has been, but I think Adam goes on that tribe. And then I wanted to have one person from each of the tribes after that. So I go Ben. And since I just said that I had Parvati in last, I'm just going to rattle mine off. I then put Tony at 12 because I think that his tribe probably wins. And then they don't go to tribal, so Tony is safe. I put Adam at 13 because I think that his tribe loses. I think he's less trustworthy than Ben, so he goes home. And then 14 is Parvati because, man, even if you have a chance to get Parvati out of the game before the merge hits, you have to do it. And right now there's three guys who all have the ability. And Parvati was working her magic, so maybe I'm wrong here, but she was working her magic. She was talking to Yule. She was talking to Nick. The only one who wasn't working magic on was Wendell, because I think what they're all trying to do is I think Parvati and Michelle are trying to form an alliance against Wendell and bring in Yule because Parvati and Yule played together, bring in Nick because it was, you know, Parvati was Nick's crush back in high school or whatever. So
that was so good.
Amazing.
I can't believe it.
The hard cut to her going, and that was awkward, was so funny.
Yeah, I know Nick's woman. I'm sure he freaking got backhand for that one. It's like, what are you doing? Yeah,
well, that's the best part in his when he was saying that at tribal council, he was like, "Well, she's married," and I was like, "I think you're also engaged."
Yeah. So I listen. His old lady Griselle. Like I love Griselle. But she's feisty as all get out, just like mine. There's something about these country women, boy. But she's just as feisty and. Yes, I'm pretty sure he got the old backhand elbow. You know what I mean? Like, for that one. It's so like, what are you doing? Yeah, Nick, oh boy. I need to message him on that one. Be like, yo, what are you doing? But yeah, he was kind of school. Like, I think the thing with Nick is he plays up that, for one, the aw shucks thing, and I kind of do the same thing. But for two, is he's like, kind of like just like a nerdy kid. He's like, oh, wow. You know, I kind of had a crush on you, Poverty. You know what I mean? Like, so I think this, so to them, especially the like Poverty and Boston Rob and the older school players, I think they just look at Nick as like a little kid. That's what I told him the very first time. He got his muff and he took it out and he's shaking it. And he's like, you know what I mean? I was like, yo, you look like you're 5 years old. You know what I'm saying? But I think that plays into the whole people not wanting to vote him out because of that. It's like, yo, he's a youngin, we can bring him along, teach him the ropes, you know. So I think he's in a good spot. In Poverty, like you said, she's been working her magic, and you might be right, they might be forming something, trying to go against Wendell. I got Wendell at 11, Ben at 12, Adam at 13, and Poverty at 14. I feel like Adam is in more trouble than Ben on that tribe, but the girls can either pick or choose between Adam and Ben. So I think they're both in danger. I just think Adam's got a little bit more of a foot in the door because of, Ben's got a little bit more of a foot in the door as far as getting less of a target because Adam is so strategic. And then, like you said, if Poverty's anywhere around me, I'm trying to vote that bit. Chick out. I was gonna say that.
Let it out.
Yeah. No, I've got nothing against her. You know what I mean. But as far as gameplay or whatever, like she's so dangerous. She would be somebody I would come after. And even though she's got four fire tokens, nobody else knows that. I mean, you could assume that Boston Rob gave her, you know, hers or whatever. But you don't know for certain. So that stuff's all on the DL, and she. Mm-hmm. The only way you can get her anyway is I feel like you got to blindside her. So you got to play it up and you know, get her guard down. And I think who better to do that than Yule, the most calm guy, laid back, rational. And he can probably have discussions with her and make her feel completely safe and not as vulnerable as she thinks. You know what I mean? And I just think that I think she's in a really bad spot. I really do. I think she's in deep trouble.
I completely agree. Yeah, I think Parvati's in so much trouble this week, just because you know how her average placement, how ridiculously high that is, all the magic she can work, she can find idols, she can do things after the merge hits. So get her out before the merge hits. You have the perfect opportunity to do it. Your tribe, if your Yule isn't that threatening, Wendell, Nick, and Michelle, sure, I'll work with you. I can be, yeah.
I tried Alexa's to hold that night. In so badly. I'm going to mute myself next time.
Yeah. Now we've started that rumor, Alexa. Alexa, you're going to be a headline on CNN later on today, so get ready.
No, it's funny because I coughed in the very beginning. I actually passed it through the computer screen.
Yeah.
That's what happened. No, New York gotta, like, sneezing.
Cough and fill.
And I'm moving away. I'm going to put my mask on. But Alexa, I want to give you a chance to change your power rankings here, and here's why I'm going to give you this chance.
Wow.
That's so nice of him.
Feeling blessed.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy.
Well, he's nicer than you, Elaine.
I'm nicer. I'm more likable, all of this.
This is true. He is more likable.
I just want to say that because it's a double elimination episode, I have figured out who your last two are, and they're both from the same tribe.
I did realize that.
You can change that if you want to. I will let you change.
I'm going
to
switch Ben and Parv.
Okay.
So Ben is 12, Parv is 13, Adam is 14. I am not feeling good about Adam.
No, I think he's in trouble. He played too hard is the thing. He's been coming so hard. And, you know, for you go back to that move that he was trying to pull on Rob, where he literally told Rob, you know, hey, this is what we're doing. Yeah. And it's like, Rob's like, yo, what, you're playing like a rookie. Like, what's wrong with you? And Adam had the confidence to think, oh, I can pull this off. I'm great. And maybe that's the kind of arrogance that comes from winning. I wouldn't know. I didn't have that problem. I know from my season, Tommy has it. He has the big head. You know what I mean? He's got the arrogance.
Yeah, he used to get picked on all the time, and now he just beats people up. It's really mean. He just beats people
up. Yeah, I don't buy that. Like, that. Come on. I don't buy that. Like, he's such a frat boy. Like, he was probably the one throwing kids in dumpsters.
There's no doubt.
I'm positive.
There's no
guarantee
doubt.
Guarantee it.
I mean, you see his arms.
If you've ever been personally targeted by Tommy Sheehan, call us.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, let us know, because we want the real, we want the behind-the-scenes scoop.
Exactly.
On Big Red, because I think he has literally fooled America into thinking that he's just some softy.
I know.
And I think he's a bully. So
I agree. I think my parents love him more than they love me. So there you go.
Yeah, I mean, I can send you texts that this kid sends me, and it's basically like he's picking on me, and I'm just here to say I don't appreciate it. So
no, you never did anything to him.
No, he sends me the weirdest stuff, and I'm like, yo, why are you sending me this? Like, this is strange. You know, like, I would tell you what I'll tell you after. And I'm like, what's wrong with you? And he's like, and also, that's what he always says to me. He's like, and also,
and
you
one more
you.
Thing.
Yeah. And I'm like, what? Get out of here, you weirdo. I love Tommy. I like giving him a hard time.
Well, I'm sorry you have to deal with that, Elaine. You don't deserve
that.
I know, yeah. Stupid me. I'm the one that put myself in the position because I voted for his ass.
Shouldn't have voted for him.
No, I shouldn't have. But you know, in the moment, we all have weaknesses, and it was a moment of weakness. And I take it back. I regret it every day of my life.
Well, we've covered the power rankings. The only thing we have left is the eliminator game. Alexa, you did it well last time. Albert caught on right away.
Phil, you always like make it very long. So pretty much, Elaine, what we're doing is we also play this game where every week we pick one person who's guaranteed to be safe, but we can't pick that person twice. So last week I picked Parvati. So that means for the rest of the game, I can't pick Parvati. So it's a little different because you're only coming on once and you're representing the survivors. So who do you guarantee is safe this week? You cannot pick Nick, Kim, Sophie, or Yule.
Ooh.
And what you can do is you can pick someone, you know, you can pick someone who you think is really going to go far, or you can pick someone who might be in trouble a little bit later. But
I'll pick Michelle.
All right. Good. I like that pick.
Yeah. I think she's rock solid, man. Like she's, and the thing about Michelle is she, I don't find her threatening. Mm. You know what I mean? Like she's not a dangerous player. I think she's a great player. Just her demeanor. You know what I mean? Like, there's just something about her that I just don't find threatening. And I think she's a cool girl. So it's like, I think that with her personality and in this, that, and the other, I think she's going to do well, not just next week. I just think she's going to do good.
Yeah.
So that's Alexa. My take.
Yep. And Alexa, you stole mine. I was going to do the same thing, but you typed him in first, so I won't do it. So go ahead and announce that one to the world.
I am taking Yule. I think Yule is safe this week.
Yeah. And I was going to take Yule. And then I almost took Wendell, but then I decided, you know what? Wendell could go home this week. So I'm going to take the MVP of last week, Robert's last remaining player. I'm taking Sarah. I like Sarah here because Sarah, she's too. Got the extra vote. Yeah, she's got the extra vote. She's she's on the safest. I think her and Sophie are safe through this. And when it's a double elimination, why take any sort of chance? I'll just take somebody who I think really has a 0% chance of going home. So I'll take Sarah here. I couldn't take Sandra. I already used her. So Sarah it is. Not feeling too good about the chances for a lot of the men going into this week.
Yeah, men are not looking good this week.
No, it's the numbers for the men is going to be dwindling down, I feel, because a lot of them's bigger targets, which is kind of, it's kind of funny to me, because if you look at like a Sarah, like Sarah is a badass, but because I mean, I may be biased, but because she's a woman, she's not viewed as being such a threat as, say, compared to her counterpart, Tony. You know what I mean? And so I think the men have larger targets than the women, even though the women are just as deadly and dangerous. It's cool.
And I think that's a lot of time why we see women win all-star returning seasons, because they have smaller targets. People aren't taking them as seriously. And then the next thing you know, it's too late and Sarah's won or Amber's won. Or Sandra has won. It just becomes easier. And the only person who was really able to overcome that was Jeremy, because Jeremy pretended he didn't have as big of a target because he always kept around his bigger targets. So, yeah, I don't know. I think the men are in a little bit of trouble right now. We'll see if that starts to switch up once you get to a point where you're like Nick Wilson and you're like, damn, I got to get rid of Sophie or Sandra, huh? Like, I can't be sitting here with them doing that anymore. They're going to beat me at the end. So we'll see how that ends up going. But, yeah. Not feeling too good about the men's chances this week.
You think the Saleh tribe and the Sophie and Ben and them, you think most?
Yeah, the green tribe and the blue tribe.
Are the ones going the tribal?
Yep. I think Tony's tribe, the one with Tony, Jeremy, Denise, and Sandra, I think, and Cam. I think they're safe because Sandra sits out. I think they win because Jeremy is great. Kim is probably the strongest woman out there other than Sarah. And you have Tony. And then Denise is incredible at these challenges. So I think that the four of them, I mean, look, anything can happen in a Survivor Challenge. There can be any little twist that just throws the entire thing off. But I think that's the strongest try.
A simple redneck game and a little bust a can of biscuits out of the bunch.
There you go.
You know, Sandra might win something. You never know. It's possible.
And that's why I think this week I'm just going to take the tribe based on pure strength. I'm going to take them. I'm going to say they actually pull out the victory. Even though, hey, there's a case to be made for the Sarah Sophie tribe to win too, because they have good puzzle people, you know,
When I first looked at them, that's what I thought. I thought, well, the tribe with the four, because they are four, you just play different when you're in a different mindset as a competitor and being on the island myself, I play different depending on circumstances. You know, like look at Tommy when we did that right before the merge and we were doing the puzzle and he's screaming like a crazy person in the background. You know what I mean? Because they were going all in because they wanted to win because they were on the bottom of the numbers. So you play different going into stuff like that. So I was thinking their mindset, them being four, that they were just going to go balls to the wall and go so hard that they wasn't going to accept an L, you know, which I didn't take into consideration that the Tony and them and Sandra and them, they could actually set Sandra out. But I still feel like that four is going to go hard for some reason. So we'll see.
There he is. Oh,
listen, this is a new hat, buddy. What are you talking about? This is the new one. I'm going to sell the old one. I'm going to put it on eBay. I've been meaning to do that. I'm going to sell it for charity because I got me some new Boston hats.
There you go.
Yeah. You need to listen. That boy, I could be selling newspapers on the street corner and he's showing up to buy one. Like anything I'm doing, that kid wants to be a part of.
He's obsessed with him.
Yeah, he's a Tommy. Like, come on, you got a fiance and so do I. Let's call it quits now. Come on.
Well, Elaine, before we let you go, I got to ask you one more thing. Who you got? Who's your winner for the season? Who do you think is going to pull it out?
I'm going with Nick. I'm going to ride that. Yeah, I listen, I want Nick to win so bad because he's from right here. And I don't know if they would give him two signs out on the highway or just double it up. You know what I mean? But I want that for him. You know, like I would pull for anybody from my place any time of the week. And him being for here, I just have to root for him until he's gone. You know,
yeah.
We'll see, though. It's possible. That's the crazy thing is like it's literally possible. Elaine has Corona, pass it on.
Tommy. Yeah. Tommy, the point is we don't want to pass it on.
Yeah, social distancing, Tommy.
Also, we have Josh Baldoff who says, Elaine, I'll send you Antonia my Germex for half the Sia money.
Oh,
honestly, that's like what it's going for right now.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Jesus, so that said Nick. Yeah, listen, there's literally people that's like,
Josh, we're on, buddy.
You okay back there?
Yeah, Tanya said we're on, Josh. I want that Germex. That's what she said. No, get out of here. I told her we can make some homemade stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, people have been doing that. I just made it with Everclear, which I did not know was kosher, but whatever.
Everclear will kill anything.
Yeah.
For
including
real.
You.
Pour it on people.
Including you. I don't drink that stuff. I end up in jail and naked. I can't be handling that.
Is it the jail first and then naked?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I hope so. If not, I'm in trouble. No.
Oh, man.
Seriously, I don't really mess with liquor anymore because in my 20s, I used to get wilder and damn it. And I go to jail. I get a little wild and I want to fight and cuss and holler and get crazy. I just can't drink that stuff.
Well, now you've got to put it on your hands.
Yeah, so I'm perfectly fine with buying some and putting them on my hands. It's better than that stuff. The woman got that fabric softener shit from the dollar.
That sounds sketchy.
It's like, Lord, whoa, dang. Yeah, she's nuts. Forget that.
Oh, my God. Well, Elaine, you and Tonya stay safe. Alexa, you stay safe. I'm going to try to stay safe. Everybody out there,
everyone,
stay
wash
safe.
Your hands and distance yourself socially.
Phil, I think you should weigh yourself right now. And then let me know what you weigh in like a couple weeks because you said you're going to starve out. You didn't go get any groceries.
I'm done. This is over. Los Angeles is running out of food. And I am. I'm prepping myself for Survivor. So any casting people who might be watching this and somehow watched it for an hour and 7 minutes, congratulations. I'm going to be prepared after this coronavirus thing passes because there is nothing. I mean, my friend, he was telling me, he's like, do you guys have anything at your Ralph's? And I was like, no, I don't have anything. He's like, I have cheese and meatballs in my refrigerator. What am I supposed to do with that? And not cheese you could put on the meatballs, like string cheese. Like, So it's hard times out here in Los Angeles. So.
You're roughing it. That's true, though. The only problem is that you had Big Red come before you, and production hated him, and there's no way they're going to like you. So
I know. He ruined it for me and everybody else who follows. If it was just Cochran, I had a chance to play. But because Tommy had to ruin it for everybody, that's selfish.
Tommy went on, and then casting people while they're filming them, they're like,
I know.
That
I know.
Sucks.
They are just assuming that I'm going to put everybody to sleep. And could you imagine getting two winners like Tommy? Oh my God.
Yeah,
that'd be terrible. Cancel the show before you do that.
No, what you should do, you should dye the beard, dye the hair, and then become something else. Like that's possible.
I could do that.
Just don't be yourself, Phil.
Well, I'm not going to be by the end of all of this. Again, everybody in LA is hoarding, and I'm just going to start calling. I'm going to pull out a phone book like it's 1994, and I'm going to start calling everybody and say, "Did you hoard the toilet paper? Did you hoard the toilet paper?" Because I could use some of that.
Hey, I got an idea. The apartment complex you live in, do they all the apartments resemble each other, like in the layout?
Yeah.
Okay, so what you do is you find where the refrigerator is, and across from it or beside it, you cut a hole.
Yep, that's it.
And then take a good hour in the middle of the night and just cut a hole out and go to the neighbors and just get your, you know, go shopping.
This is
just go shopping. That's smart, right?
I mean, not only is it smart, it's about to be necessary, Elaine. It's about to be necessary. So
it's gonna be The Stand. I'm telling you, Alexa, you gotta watch that movie. It's really good. The Stand.
Yeah, I'm gonna check it out. Yeah, if anybody's movie recommendations, as much as I want to watch 39 plus seasons of Survivor, I don't know if I can do that. So if anybody's movie recommendations, hit me up.
Watch The Stand because it may prepare you for the stuff that's happening in real life right now. And on a more serious note, like I hope everybody does stay safe and remember, wash your hands. If you're sick, please stay home. Like people like my girlfriend have severe anxiety. And if you're coughing, she's going to have a panic attack and probably have a heart attack.
And then it directly affects Elaine. So don't do that.
It affects me setting up the house. So you guys be aware of others. Like, don't be selfish and greedy, and quit hoarding up all the toilet paper and fruit. Phil's gonna die. Yeah. And Alexa needs to wipe her ass. So we need to.
Exactly. That is the most truthful statement ever. That's everything it. Else. Stay home. Be healthy. Stop hoarding.
Yeah. Stop hoarding.
Alexa. Alexa's apartment's gonna smell terrible.
I need to go to the bathroom.
Hey, listen, I'm all stocked up on that too. I've been bitching for months that my woman, she's got a box. She buys these antique crates and this, that, and the other. So she has a crate. It's about this big. It's about this tall, and it's palm full of dish towels. We don't have enough room to fit towels and washcloths in the closet. So when I run out of TP, I'm fine. I'm just saying, I'm fine. I got some
dish towels. And that, everybody.
Exactly. Don't you worry about what this old Kentucky has. It's going to be clean.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Well, on that we note, sign off, Alexa,
take us home. Let's do it.
All right, everybody.
The podcast has taken a turn.
We will be back this Wednesday a little after 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific for our double elimination recap.
Can't wait.
Yeah, we have a ton of time on our hands. So we're definitely going to be doing some patron podcasts this week. So if you're a patron, listen up. If you're not a patron, you should become one, and we might give you recordings of what we talk about as soon as we hang up here.
The pregame, yeah.
If anybody has toilet paper, please send it to me. I live in the East Village of Manhattan. I will be waving a white flag out my window. Everyone, wash your hands, practice social distancing. Yes. Elaine, have a great day. This is awesome.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. It's always so much fun.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.